So it was a little more intense today?
More intense. It was definitely more plays today, and I think it was a day where it was fun to kind of go out and have an entire practice, have a little bit more reps, doing different situations and stuff like that. More intense, I don't know, but it was definitely more plays, more repetitions, and stuff like that.
How comfortable would you say you are at this point with the playbook?
I feel very comfortable. I feel like I know the playbook. I feel like I have a very good comfortability with it, getting guys in the right spots, making the play call in the huddle, getting, seeing the defenses, knowing where to go. It's just about, formulating that timing, formulating that chemistry with all the guys around. So, but right now, playbook-wise, I feel good.
Coach talked about problem consistency. Is that just the basis of being this time of year, new guys, new system, getting to work together, or is that
absolutely better than it? Yeah, absolutely. Each and every day we're going to want to come out and complete every pass and throw 10 touchdowns, but realistically right now everyone's still learning. Everyone's learning each other. Everyone's learning a new playbook, and things are coming. Things are formulating, but we got a long time until game one. So I've seen a lot of improvement. Just in the little nuances of what guys are doing, how guys are speaking, why guys are doing something in a route concept. They're understanding the concepts a lot better. And, as an offense, I think, we're growing. We're growing. We still have a lot of work to do. And that's something we all know and we're all striving to do. There's guys putting a lot of hours around this place right now trying to get there. And, we got a lot of work to do, and we're going to keep doing it.
For a lot of the guys that have been around, it's their third offense in 3 years. Mm. Contrast to what Green Bay, when you had the same one over and over, what's the difference like when you finally have it in the system in place and it just sort of takes off and starts taking over?
Right. In my experience, when my rookie year in Green Bay, it was Aaron's first year as a starter. And I just saw each and every year how much more comfortable everyone was with each other. I mean, they've had the same quarterback, pretty much the same receivers for 4 or 5 years now. And, I'm sure their OTAs and things like that look a lot different just because they know everything. And now they're just working on different things. What we're doing, we're starting with a new offense. Everybody's learning it. And, we're getting there. And we're making more plays than we were, week one. And we're feeling more comfortable. And it's just one of those things that, everyone's got to buy in. Everyone's got to buy into the system, to the to what we're doing, the concepts we're doing. And, from what I'm seeing, I'm impressed with how much mental work everyone's putting in and how much everyone's believing right now.
Where have you seen, talk about the improvements you've seen over the last month or so, where have you seen improvements?
Improvements, kind of like I said, of guys understanding the concepts and why we're doing things, why we're motioning here, why we're running this route and breaking it off against cover two or cover three rather than just keeping it on. Learning some of those nuances, and also improvement in communication with myself and the linemen. The communication at the line is a lot faster. We're getting a lot more adjustments done in that regard. And, just timing with receivers. We're starting to form that bond. We're starting to form that chemistry. We still got a little ways to go. But, it's starting to come, and it's starting to get there. And, I think everyone's just feeling more comfortable with each other in the locker room, speaking with each other, going over X's and O's and out on the field. So,
you had a couple of back-to-back throws where – they weren't pretty throws at all, but the first one, Marcel Reese jumped up and caught and got a big gain, and the next one, I think, was Denarius Moore jumped up and caught a big gain. It's in practice, and you make those throws. Do you think, hey, I completed the pass, that's all good, or are you thinking, I got to throw a better pass?
I'm a perfectionist. What I want to do is I want to make the perfect throw all the time and do that, but, I also have to understand that I'm going to have some guys out there that are playmakers and have good body control, and I don't want to do anything where – if I'm throwing it down the field, throwing it out of bounds or out in front of them, I want to give them a chance to make the play. And sometimes when it comes out bad, it's, not always because I was, had feet set and had the perfect everything. Sometimes you just got to throw it off balance or whatever you got to do. But, the bottom line was they made the play. Me, myself, personally, you want to make it perfect and that perfect tight spiral and everything. But, I didn't even see how it came out, but. We got the completion, but, it's something that we got to work. I don't think anything we do out here we're going to be satisfied with right now because we see we see what we can be as an offense, and we see the strides that we can be made, that can be made, and what's out in front of us. So we're excited about that.
What do you think some of your improvements have been?
Just the relationship with the guys, the chemistry I'm formulating with everybody. You know, like me and Wiz, you know, we're getting more comfortable with communicating with each other at the line of scrimmage with our points and our declarations and our protections and everything like that, and just communication with all the guys. And, you know, like I said, I'm starting to get used to the receivers a little bit more, and we still have work to do in that regard, but, you know, it's a work in progress.
Thank you.